This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Bad news for leftists. President Trump confirmed that the hydroxychloroquine, is that how I said, has been approved to fight the Chinese Wuhan virus. And here's what he said. It's been around for a long time, so we know if things don't go as planned, it's not going to kill anybody. It's shown very, very encouraging early results. We're going to be able to make that drug available almost immediately. Guess what, people? The Democrats hate this news. They needed this pandemic to go on forever, but you know what it proves? It proves that when you have leadership, things get done. Never in the history of a pandemic, which is what they call this, has anybody moved so quickly. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Amy Quinn of the New York Times, here's what she says. Just arrived in Wuhan, the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak, which has been under lockdown for more than a week now. The mood among locals, anxiety, flashes of anger and frustration, extreme boredom. Here I am getting my temperature measured in the hotel lobby. She tweeted this. China is expelling all American journalists with the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and WaPo, myself included. So many feelings, but I keep coming back to my last trip to Wuhan where people were so willing to talk. They wanted the world to know what was happening to them and to hold their government accountable. I said earlier in the broadcast, a friend of mine was reading the news. He said, China has shut down its last hospital for Wuhan, the Wuhan virus, because they don't have any more patients. This is the deal. See, the left, they screwed up. They screwed up big time, man. You people that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, you should be so excited. If you're a conservative, even if you're a Democrat who's now training to be a conservative, in other words, you got the cure to Trump derangement syndrome, and you finally have awakened and you've come over to our side and started looking at things objectively, you should be feeling very good. Because what the Democrats did was they proved every single thing that we talked about. The reason why Donald Trump is president, politics out of this stuff. Politics out. How about you start caring about this country? How about you start caring about America? How about you start caring about Americans? How about you start thinking about human beings and not LGBT? Let me tell you what Wuhan did. It made everybody wake up to the idea that disease doesn't care about your color, doesn't care about your gender, doesn't care about you transitioning from a girl to a boy or a boy to a girl, doesn't care about your gender. It cares about nothing. And when Americans come together, we defeat stuff. Well, I cleaned it up because it's radio, but we do. We defeat stuff. And while China was hiding it, trying to pass the buck, trying to do a campaign of misinformation, disinformation, getting Americans to fight one another, to go against it. I mean, I want you to understand, Democrats were siding with the Chinese communist over your president, over our president. They were siding with this group. Talking about, it's racist to do all these other things. And then we get news of, we got a cure. It isn't as bad as we thought. The market on Friday wasn't nearly as volatile as it's been. And I'm going to give you a word of advice. Futures for Monday. Boy, if you can figure out a way to get your, you know, to get that money in, you better get it in because that market is going to shoot back up. Close well on Thursday. I'm just saying. They want to put fear in you. Do you understand how the left works? They need you scared. You know what they used to tell me as a kid growing up? Kevin, hey, listen, don't want to get all in your business, bro, but you, your family was a slave. You guys were slaves back in the day. And you know what? It's not that you were slaves. You also were mistreated. And you had a lack of civil rights. And little black kid, you need to be angry. You need to be upset. You need to understand that there's an invisible force against you, and you can't be everything you want to be, man. You better watch out, little black boy. That's what they told me. They wanted me scared. And when I wouldn't get scared, and I'd go, well, I don't really get it, because black people can do anything, man. We got congressmen, we got senators, we got judges, we got lawyers, we got doctors, we got engineers, we got all this stuff. We got millionaires, we got multimillionaires, we even have billionaires. How do you do that? How do you make me scared when I see so many good examples of what I can become? Oh, you're looking at this all wrong, little Kev. That's what they want. So, guess what they do? They tell blacks today. They don't look. I was born in the 60s. I know the racially charged 60s. I was, you know, I understood that fist raising at the 1968 Olympics. Dad and the Black Panthers. I got it. But I also got that, you know, by the time I was 7, 8, 10 years old, I was like, man, I don't even understand that. And nobody ever shot a water cannon at me or sicked the German Shepherd on me. Troubles used to chase me when I go get my hair cut, but that was it. So, how are you going to convince me of this? Well, now they got another generation. They're doing the same old tired stuff. And we let them. Shame on us for letting them. And we have a president now who says, I'm going to stop this nonsense. I'm going to call stuff what it is. I will call this Chinese virus what it is. And man, China is on notice. Let me tell you what's going on behind the scenes. I haven't been to any meetings at the White House, but let me tell you what's going on behind the scenes. Donald Trump is saying, these Chinese will be held accountable for this. He's on diplomatic lines saying, I want your diplomat who started this nonsense of the United States bringing this to China. I want this person expelled. And China, if you're going to do business in the United States, you let something like this ever happen again and we will cut you off. I'm telling you right now, Donald Trump is making all kinds of overtures to China that says, this is not going to go unpunished. Do you think Barack Obama would do that? Do you think Joe Biden would do that? Do you believe Hillary Clinton would have your best interest in heart? I think you know the answer to that. Now, they're expelling journalists, and I heard Chinese is also expelling diplomats, because we got a lot of other stuff going on with China, stuff you guys aren't even probably aware of because it's been lost in the news cycle. These Chinese have been doing lots of shenanigans with us. We've got guys that work in higher ed that are commies in the military, etc. They are jacking with us, and we're going to talk about it hopefully when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, the recession and the depression. I told you guys the other day, a friend of mine, she's in the brokerage business. She's a broker. And she says one of her clients sold millions of dollars of her stock. Had lost over $1 million, got out of the market. Dumbest thing you could have possibly done. Dumbest thing. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. You have a man who understands global economic finance better than any president in, here it comes, history. Better than anybody in history. He assures you, your stock's going to go up. Don't worry about it. I was on radio show after radio show, after C-SPAN, and I said, the fundamentals of the American economy are the best they've ever been outside of debt, and the debt isn't even a huge, I mean, it's a big deal, but I'm just saying in terms of this economy, the way you fix that debt is you build a strong economy. Best economy ever is where we sit. And you think a virus can bring it down? You think a fake pandemic is going to bring down this American market, you must be out of your mind. You would have to believe that Americans have no ingenuity, that we don't know how to do anything. Let me tell you, we got half the country that couldn't, man, they don't even know where eggs come from. They don't know where food, they think that, meat is in cellophane and plastic. And, I mean, that's cellophane is plastic. You know what I'm talking about. Foam, styrofoam and plastic. That's what they think. They don't know that animals have to get slaughtered and all this. They thought that our supply chain was dead. Run to the grocery stores. Oh my gosh, we're doomed. There are people out there. No panic. This country boy wasn't panicked at all. If I miss 2 days of meals, I guarantee you, squirrels are getting ready to get killed. I know how to get a meal. So they were trying to panic us. The country that can overcome anything. I just want you to understand. See, we understand that. As conservatives, we know we can. Man, there is nothing we cannot accomplish. But these Democrats wanted to kill it. The recession that they predicted, I said on this very show, the Kevin Jackson show, it will not come, not under Donald Trump. And it won't come for a while if we get the next president in there who follows his policies. This is Reagan 2.0, except it's better than the 1.0. It is the new and improved. And it isn't because I'm a Trump sycophant. It's because I know what I'm talking about. Donald Trump scared the heck out of the leftists. I told you guys. I said Donald Trump has the leftists so scared they got to figure out a way out of this. See, the rumor was that this thing, this disease, this virus had a cure already. The Democrats needed to scare you. They needed the market to go. They needed all this panic, but they needed it to last. They had to go through the end of the cycle. But it got to a point where they said, it isn't killing enough people, and it's not going to. We got to get out. So then what they do, they started mimicking Trump's moves. Hey, listen, we just asked the president to do this executive. We just asked the president, blah, blah, blah. But they messed up because Donald Trump was beating him to the punch. He says, hey, listen, I'm going to give everybody $1,000. You can't go giving everybody $1,000. That's what Democrats do. I don't even know if Trump was legit in wanting to give everybody $1,000. But here's what I can tell you. When he said it, Democrats panicked. You want to know how I know they panicked? Because Democrats, who want to give everybody money, didn't want to give them Trump's money. That's a panic. Now, between us girls, $1,000 isn't enough. You say, Kevin, I'm going to give you $1,000. It's $1,000 more than I have. I'm not going to be mad at you because you want to give me $1,000, which, by the way, the KevinJacksonShow.com, go ahead and give it to me. But I'm not going to be mad at you. But $1,000 is not going to change my life. It's not going to change most people's lives significantly, but it would tide you over, right? If you were missing a couple of meals, maybe need to make a payment here and there, it would tide you over. So that's what you would be doing. Well, when Donald Trump said to do it, all these guys, Chuck Schumer, talked about it in the first hour. Oh, no, no, no. I can't believe he's going to do that. There's other things he can do. You're right. There are other things he can do. And he was doing that. Donald Trump was saying, hey, we'll stop you from having to make a mortgage payment this month. We'll stop you from having to make a car payment. We're gonna give you some rebates to your jobs with all this. We're going to extend your family leave. We're going to do some things to make this happen. And you know what the Democrats did? They panicked because Donald Trump was responsive. He showed leadership. You want to know how much leadership he showed? He had CNN complimenting him. The word Dana Bash used was remarkable. He had governors, leftist governors going, you couldn't ask for a better response. But here was the big deal. The big deal. Oh, I'm feeling rather excited. I feel like I could slam dunk right now over LeBron. The big deal was they didn't get enough deaths. The big deal was Donald Trump stopped it from coming in. The big deal was he was already looking at the long range, the cure. And here's the biggest deal. Here's what you can really appreciate. I want you to understand this. Donald Trump knows how to play the game to the end. He's going, okay, let's look at this pandemic and let's see where it's going to go. Let's look at the numbers. Let's look at what they're fudging. Let's look at what I actually know. Let me give you what he actually probably knew. The number of people who get it, the number of people that died. Because let me tell you, the Democrats knew. For all we knew, there were 5 million carriers of this disease. And you know what? Half of them, it would never manifest. Why? Because it wasn't that big of a deal. They got a little sniffle. So the Democrats are like, it's killing people in record numbers. Then here's the real question, Democrats. Why isn't it killing Americans in record numbers? Why is this worldwide pandemic only killing people in the hundreds, in the thousands, worldwide? Oh, 200 people died in this country, 300 people died in that country, 40 people died in this country. When I was in Naples, two people had died in Florida and we shut the place down. 68 people at that time had died in America and we're shutting the country down. We're sending kids home from school. You can't go to school. Oh my gosh. Really funny, huh? How quickly the system is ready to hand your kids back to you. You were supposed to do the work. Make sure your kid does his or her homework by computer. I tell you what, you're going to do that? If I have to do it, pay me. I'll take what the teachers make. I'll have my kids sit in front of a computer and learn. Then I want part of the principal's pay. Then I want part of the superintendent's pay. Then I want part of the maintenance on the building where I house my student. Or in your case, you could be housing students. We are proving, folks, that we don't even need this misinformation system. And let me tell you, the far-reaching aspects of all of this is in your favor as a conservative. So I'm telling you, the worst possible news, the best possible news for America is the worst possible news for the lefties. Donald Trump says, hey, guess what? We got this quinine system or whatever it is. Tested well in France. I did a radio interview on it yesterday. Tested well in France. The worst part of the side effects are you get a headache, a little bit of diarrhea. But it isn't going to kill you. So if you take it and it does what it's supposed to do, you're in pretty good shape. And the Democrats are like, oh no.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is invoking the Defense Production Act.
We're using the act. The act is very good for things like this. We have millions of masks that we've ordered. They will be here soon. We're having them shipped directly to states.
This essentially nationalizes certain industries to boost production of medical supplies and protective equipment. Dr. Deborah Birx at that same meeting outlines what new concerns they're keeping their eye on.
And frankly, from Italy, we're seeing another concerning trend, that the mortality in males seems to be twice in every age group of females.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says all taxpayers and businesses will have until July 15th to file their taxes. That also includes folks who are filing their quarterly taxes that are due as well on April 15th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Earlier in the broadcast, I explained how this attempt by the left to disrupt America backfired. I said it would backfire. I'm talking about decades. Weeks ago, days ago. So I was thinking days. Days ago, weeks ago, I said the left, everything they try to do turns to turd because they don't play anything to the end. They're looking for some sort of a lifeline, something that will get rid of Donald Trump. And you know what they did? They propped up Trump to where he looked Trumpian. I want you to understand where things stand right now. Donald Trump solved a major pandemic in weeks. Weeks. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Thanks for tuning in. I just want to explain that the very thing that they can't stand about Trump is they say, oh, he's petty, he doesn't get things done, he's a loser, he's dumb. This is the dumb dude, the loser, the Wharton graduate who took $1 million and made it into billions, and he solved a worldwide pandemic by keeping it pretty much out of America. And when it did hit America, he acted so quickly. A cure was found in weeks. Go ahead, Democrats. Go sell that. Go sell it to your people. With you saying, let's shut down the NBA. Let's shut down baseball. Let's shut down the NFL. All the sporting events. Let's not eat out at restaurants. What's it called? Social distance. Let's socially distance ourselves. Because you know what? I don't want you talking to your family and friends about Donald Trump. I don't want you talking to your family and how great he is. I don't want you talking to your family and friends about how demented Joe Biden is. I don't want you talking to your family and friends about all these great things that are happening in your life, from your job to your relationships and all this stuff, because you feel better about who you are. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to crater the stock market. I'm going to make sure you can't go anywhere. I'm going to sequester you in your home. I'm going to send your miscreant kids home with you. And you're going to have to take care of them and school them. I'm going to make sure you don't have any toilet paper. You're not going to have any hand sanitizer. I'm going to panic you. I'm going to make sure you know, oh my gosh, there may not be any food left. So you can go run in there and beat each other. But I think the Democrats are hoping that it would just be a bang a bang, shoot them up, bang, 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 everybody killing everybody. I think that's what they were hoping for. Disrupt America whatever way you can. Yes, indeed. But here was the outcome. 95% of approvals for Trump with Republicans. 53% of approval for Trump. This with a negative press, with people that cannot stand this man, with a press corps that hates him to their core. Leftists who previously wanted open borders have now said, you know what, that Donald Trump, he was right. We shouldn't just have open borders because people coming over, that's how you get these pandemics. Maybe we do need to look at building that wall. Maybe we do need to look at how we keep up with people and make sure people can come in here. Was anybody in their right mind complaining about Donald Trump having stopped that jet, those jets from coming in, or those ships from disembarking when they found out they were coming back with this coronavirus, the Wuhan Chinese virus? Yeah, a few knuckleheads, but for the most part, all the liberals are like, that was actually a pretty smart move. I'm glad the president did that. That was a good deal. Leftists who didn't care about manufacturing and where it was. Who cares where manufacturing is? Man, ain't no big deal. Shoot, manufacture wherever you want. It doesn't matter. I mean, we should just get used to it. Barack Obama said it was the new norm. Come on, man. Well, guess what? They want manufacturing here. They don't want China making our medicines, bringing in fentanyl, lacing our stuff with, who knows, rat poop. Leftists now understand how China's control of America's vital resources can backfire. I know it's a little cheaper. It's this or it's that. Yeah, well, what if it's laced with lead? Or what if it's laced with the Wuhan virus? See, the left, Trump plays stuff out to the end. The left doesn't know how to play it out to the end. Everything that Donald Trump stands for is now being validated. Not to you and me, we know, to the other side. They know now. Have you seen the videos of the communists going in and just ganking people? And you had people like, what's his name, Chuck Todd, saying, well, hey, the communist government, the way they handle things, I mean, they can't do it like that in the United States, but you got to admit, communism worked out because they were dragging people out of their houses, dragging them out of their cars, dragging them off work because you had a fever. Maybe you had the cold or a legit flu. They didn't know. Oh, you're going to get coronavirus quarantined, etc. People got to see it firsthand. They got to learn that Chinese that let this thing out of a lab, didn't quarantine the city, let it go worldwide, and didn't seem to give a crap. They got to watch leftists side with the Chinese over your safety. Look, I read the tweets. You don't have to believe me, but I read the tweets. Americans now see how leftists will take any opportunity to make something bigger than what it is. Why? Because they can try to benefit politically. They can try to scare you. They don't care about your stock. They don't care about your job. They don't care about the education of your kids. They don't care what it put you through to have your kids at home during that period. They don't care that you had to cancel your vacation. They don't care that you had to cancel a trip. They don't care that you canceled your wedding, your bar mitzvah, your big birthday bash, your big trip for girls' night, girls' party, girls' vacation, your boys' golf, you know, get your boys together for a big golf outing, that you were going to be attending a big event that was going to be a life-changing thing for you. Ask them if they care. All that stuff got canceled. I couldn't go to support fallen officers in Naples, Florida. You want to know why? Because leftists wanted to ruin Donald Trump. Police officers are not going to get hundreds of thousands of dollars to help them, fallen officers and their kids, go to college, to, you know, fight whatever's going on in their lives, to push back on it, to get a little bit of a ray of hope, because politicos decided that's not, we don't care, Kevin. Restaurant owners, their restaurant's going to lose their business. You think they care what it did to the airline industry? You think they care what's happening to the hotel industry or any of it? The short answer is, of course not. So, and here's what's really funny. Dig into this a little bit further and you find out how sinister the Chinese are. It's one thing that they tried to ruin our economy by leaking this thing into it, but there are other ways that we're finding out that these guys are behaving. Here's one.
professor at the University of Tennessee has been arrested on charges that he hid his relationship with China, specifically a Chinese university. At the same time, he received research grants from the federal government here. An Meng Hu is charged with 3 counts of wire fraud and 3 counts of making false statements. The arrest is part of a broader Justice Department crackdown against university researchers who conceal their ties to China.
Broader crackdown, huh? Well, let's play the second clip so you can hear about the U.S. Attorney's Office arresting people from Harvard.
We're here today to announce 3 separate cases highlighting the ongoing threat posed by Chinese economic espionage and research theft in the United States. First, the arrest today of a Harvard University professor for lying about his participation in a Chinese foreign recruitment program. Second, this morning we have unsealed a separate indictment of a Chinese national working as a scientific researcher at Boston University who failed to mention on her visa application that she is also a lieutenant with the People's Liberation Army. Finally, this office has indicted another Chinese national for trying to smuggle vials of biological material out of the United States to China and lying about it to federal investigators. That defendant, whose entry to the United States had been sponsored by Harvard University, was a cancer researcher at a lab at the Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. So, this morning, science, biomedical research, this is not an accident or a coincidence. This is a small sample of China's ongoing campaign to siphon off American technology and know-how for Chinese gain.
There you have it, folks. Welcome back. It's Kevin Jackson you're listening to. He said it's a small sampling. When I talk to you about colleges and universities and I tell you that they're cancers, that's what I'm talking about. They're cancers. Oh, I know. They do a lot of good. There's no question about it. But they become dens of leftism, and they are condoning all the things we're talking about. Your tax dollars go into these colleges and universities, especially the research universities, and then they allow other people to come in and steal it. They don't seem to care about, like I said, show me where they care about all the people that are hurt with this coronavirus nonsense. Show me where they really care. I gave you a host of scenarios, restaurateurs, hoteliers, etc., people in regular jobs. They don't care. This guy is showing you what China's been doing to us for decades. And now we get the Wuhan virus, and what do they want to do? They want to blame our military.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why Internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
China's orchestrated attack. It would not surprise me at all if the Chinese were trying to disrupt our economy. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. You think if they could have gotten away with it, that they would say, hey, America, you need to come bring that, if they could disrupt our economy, get us all sick, and then say, hey, we're over here waiting. Our factories are ready for your orders. I'm not saying they did it. I'm just saying it's a possibility. Remember Dianne Feinstein's driver, the Chinese spy? How close was he to infiltrating? Remember the Oswan brothers? or Awan Brothers, whatever their names were, they worked for the Democrats, worked for multiple Democrats. Debbie Wasserman Schultz tried to run cover for them. These Pakistani tied to the Muslim Brotherhood dudes. Then you get news of all these different recruiters, you know, these Chinese people that are working in academia. Boston University has a lieutenant with the People's Liberation Army, sponsored by some leftist here in America. You can bet. Another Chinese national trying to smuggle vials of biomedical research out. So they wouldn't have to invest in it. They would just steal it from us. How much of that do you think is going on? They talked about foreign recruitment programs of Chinese coming here to recruit our people. We make it easy because we got these stupid leftists running around that, oh man, why are you going to call it the Chinese virus? It's so racist. You're xenophobic Americans or blah, blah, blah. You would think they're not part of this whole thing. You know, part of the country, part of trying to solve the problems. The KevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. DOJ's arresting Harvard professors, finding out that Harvard is sponsoring Chinese spies that come into America. Your tax dollars go to fund this nonsense. Oh, Kevin, Harvard is a private university. Harvard gets money from the government. Most of these research institutions get your tax dollars. China should pay for this Wuhan virus. They should pay for it. Estimates are, I don't know if it's going to be $1 trillion anymore. I doubt it. But whatever the price tag is, China should pay. Don't think for a second Donald Trump's not looking at that. Don't think for a second that these other countries aren't looking at how to potentially disrupt our economy. Bad news is, they got Donald Trump as president, not a feckless, worthless, crap president like Barack Obama, but one who really does care about you and wants to make sure that America is great. I got to give a guy named Mark Lamont Hill some credit. Here's what he had to say the other day. He said, black conservatives are not mediocre. I respect them despite seeing the world differently. I was referring to a very specific group. As for Surgeon General Adams, I have no knowledge of his politics, but he certainly seems to have an impressive resume. They try to take something out of context that Mark Lamont Hill said and act as if black conservatives were the problem here. And Mark Lamont Hill, he says they were just a bunch of mediocre house Negroes that, you know, just we're towing the line because we want to step and fetch it for the white man. That's what they say about black conservatives. Now, I will tell you, as you know from this show and learning from what I've taught you and what you may have taught yourself, the left tell you who they are. Every one of these silly Negroes, plantation Negroes, field Negroes out there that are jealous because I happen to own the house, they want to call me a house Negro. You're right. I'm a house Negro. I own the house. Now, you just keep your butt out in the plantation. Keep working. But these are the clowns that are afraid. And they are mediocre. There's not a great one among them. All they do is toe the line. I don't want to say that. That's not true. There's some good guys over there. Misguided. But good people. Anyway, I applaud Mark Lamont Hill. We've gone to battle many times. He's like me. He doesn't get much TV these days, but he doesn't deserve it. I got no TV for telling the truth. But he says, look, you're not going to get me to criticize black conservatives and tell you that they're mediocre. We may differ, but they're not all mediocre. And here's what I can tell you. I don't care what he could have said whatever he said. I know for a fact I'm not mediocre. I don't have a bunch of handlers that give me the things to say and, you know, give me the tweets to make out there so people follow. But if you follow me long enough, you'll continue. Because I've had insights that I haven't seen anybody have. And I'm not trying to, you know, make myself better than anybody. I'm just telling you the facts. Anyway, Donald Trump even came back. Here's what he said. Again, triggering the left. I'm going to send back all the undocumented workers and undocumented people to their countries of origin. I wish he would send them to Oregon. But he sent them back to their countries of origin. And he said he's doing this. Now the pandemic is pretty much going to end. But he said, I'm doing this because I'm not going to let Americans get sick. You can go home. If we can't test you, if we don't know what you're about, go home. And you know what? People went, that's okay, Mr. Trump. Don't pray, President. It's okay, President Trump. Go ahead and do it. We're okay with you on this. I don't think you guys really understand. I'm not saying my entire audience, because some of you get this. But a lot of people don't understand the dynamic that occurred over the last three days or so when Donald Trump took back the narrative on this whole Wuhan Chinese virus. And he did it with one word. Chinese. He took the narrative back. He got them talking about it. The origin of it. What they tried to do, they're liars. He said the same thing he said about the fake news, he said about the Chinese. And you know what? The fake news who just got expelled from China because they were trying to tell the truth about China. They won't tell the truth about us, but they'll tell the truth about China. They got expelled because the Chinese didn't want the truth to get out. So in a strange kind of cosmic way, all these things validate what Trump says. All of it. You know, the left have to come back and go, the Chinese government shut us down. Donald Trump doesn't shut you down. He calls you a liar. And he just like he called the Chinese a liar. And then you're getting all this word about these Chinese thieves, these people in academia who are telling people, you know, do this, do that, blah, blah, blah. Getting them over, getting these Chinese guys to come over, work on stuff so they can steal and take it back. Donald Trump's fighting the war of intellectual property with China. He's fighting the trade war. He's bringing back manufacturing. All this stuff. I want you to think about it all swirling around in space. And you look up and it looks confusing. But you look at it long enough and suddenly you see the pattern. You know what the pattern is? It spells out winning. That's what it spells out. Donald Trump is proving everything he said about these lying, disingenuous leftists. He had them scrambling. These are people who wanted to harm you. They wanted you to suffer. They wanted some of you to die to prove their point. How sad is that? They would blame our nation for something somebody else did. Let me ask you, do you think they told about Chairman Ma, a guy's name is Ma, out of China, guy who owns Alibaba? Ma says, I'm going to give away a million masks. Did they tell you about Chick-fil-A, who sent 1,000 meals to a hospital staff? Because they knew they couldn't get out. And I could go on. Did they tell you about the acts of kindness, the things that we had, a group that Chris Harris runs for me called Unhyphenated America, did they tell you about any of the things that were happening there? No. They told you, there's not enough hospital beds. They're out of masks, and Donald Trump doesn't want anybody to have any masks. He told the governors, you're on your own. I want you to recap all the stories where Chuck Schumer said with his own mouth, we're not adequately ready to handle this pandemic because of Donald Trump. We're not going to have enough hospital beds, respirators, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you what's about to happen. Nothing. The number of people who will die from the Wuhan Chinese virus is not going to be enough to fill a thimble. While death is tragic, it will come to all of us. And something is going to be a statistic for your death, be it natural causes or be it natural disaster. Something is going to, you are going to be a statistic. So get used to that. But the Democrats want you fearful of it. And they did everything within their power to pull a Russian conspiracy on you, to pull a Ukrainian conspiracy on you, to in effect impeach America. With this stupid virus that wasn't killing people in the kind of numbers that warranted anywhere near this level of attention. But that's how bad they wanted to get to you. And the thing that stood between you and getting got was a guy named Donald Trump. I gotta leave it there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.